Now, earlier this month, you might recall, we spoke to two young women who had responded to the wave of gender violence protests in song. Today, I welcome to the Yellow Couch a visual artist who has also turned to her creative impulse in a bid to channel the outpouring of anger and sorrow that we've all been feeling. Her name is Cathy Abraham, and she's an artist who's already had 7 solo exhibitions under her belt, as well as participation in numerous group exhibitions all over South Africa. And Cathy contacted me a little while ago to tell me about a piece of work that she is busy with right now, creating a work that will be unveiled next month at the Glen Carlew Estate. And it is a piece of sculpture created out of eggshells, intended as a monument to the far too many women who have been raped and murdered in South Africa. Cathy, delighted to have you with us in studio. Thank you so much for joining us on Cape Talk.
Hello. Well, thank you for inviting me and giving this project an opportunity to go on air.
It's our absolute pleasure. Mm. Before we talk about this new piece and this particular project, will you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background as an artist? I believe you were born and raised and trained right here in Cape Town.
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. And when I left school, I did begin at Michaelis, mm-hmm. the UCT school, in the performance diploma department. But I was told there that I was too sensitive and had healing hands, and potentially I should go and be a healer. So I did an economic history degree instead.
Clearly a natural way to respond. Okay.
And it did take me 30 years to get back there. But in the meantime, I began working as a painter and art in private art tuition. And mm-hmm. I taught process-based guided work through the ASTAR method for years. And I only began actually exhibiting my own work when I turned 40. And then I eventually went back to Michaelis.
I love this kind of story, yeah, where someone finally follows the big dream that they've held onto for all these years, yeah, and turns it into reality. For the sake of those who aren't that well schooled in sort of the language of art, myself included, you talk about process driven, yes, art. What does that actually mean?
Well, process based art emphasizes the actions and the repetitive nature of work that you do, where the work becomes itself over time. It's mm-hmm. you have a less of a predetermined idea of an outcome, so you're open to changes and other things that come along the way. Mm-hmm. So that is very much how I work, and how this work was sort of born. Things are born, and years later they become the thing that I didn't know it was going to be at, yeah, first. I might have begun with an impetus or a personal story or something that's driven me or moved me, and then begin a process. It could be a 2-minute day thing, or it could be a collection of sorts, or it could be whatever it is.
Okay. Yeah. I've noticed looking back on your website that you often use things that are broken or have, yes, been destroyed from their everyday sense. The sense of nothingness seems to be very important in your work. What is it about broken things and absence that you find so compelling to respond to?
I have been very drawn to working with the word nothing, mm-hmm, in the meaning of insignificance, where things that are ordinarily discarded or perceived as not important, I take those things and work with them and transform what we a previous connotation of nothing, and eggshells became something that are very indicative of something that is ordinarily thrown away or discarded.
Yeah.
So they're kind of rescued from the rubbish.
I love this concept.
And transformed.
Yeah. Yeah. Because as you say, it's something that normally without a second thought is thrown into the trash. The only possible other thought I've seen for them, yes, are those who break them up and use them to stop snails getting at the,
yes,
garden.
But, yes, otherwise, worm farms, or, yeah, there are people who do that, but
mostly, generally they go into the
they're thrown away.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter, one of my children, you know, I've gotten them used to, you know, washing the shells when, mm-hmm, they cook with them. And one day years ago, because I began collecting the eggshells in 2013.
Okay.
so that's what I'm saying.
It's a long process. Yeah.
They take a long time. And she was at a friend once, and she said, when she got home, she goes, you know, we were having breakfast and making scrambled eggs, and I was like, where do I put the eggshells? And she was like, well, in the bin. And so she said, you know, mummy, people don't do this. This is not thing. So anyway.
Did you know we were weird? No, I get that frequently in my heart. Don't worry. Yeah, I know. Now, let's talk about what you're doing with these eggshells in this current project. I mean, if you've been collecting them since 2013, you've been playing with the idea of transforming them for a long time. But what specifically, at what point did you decide you wanted to respond to this latest upwelling of anger and pain against gender-based violence?
Well, this moment to make this was born inside a previous installation that I made at the end of last year for my master's, and called A Deeper Kind of Nothing. So I had 7,128 eggshells, which I had collected over 5 years from my own home, and it was very much about the feeling of walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Within that project, I began to invite people in to paint with me, and in a search for a shared humanity. So we recorded our conversations, and those were transcribed, and all the words of those are in a book.
Okay.
Race, religion, age, status, gender, all removed. And the thing that struck me the most in that, apart from the everyday, you know, how we all have life, or we all whatever. The thing that struck me the most was the shared trauma. The place of connection was through shared trauma. So it was clear to me that I was going to continue going deeper and deeper into that side of the work. Mm-hmm. When this happened with Yunani, which I think hit every single one of us in a way that every other time it hits you and it is devastating, but this somehow did something. And listening to Grasa Machel speak at her memorial on campus, where she said something is deeply wrong with our society, that we are all wounded and we're all extremely angry. She also encouraged everyone that everyone should be prepared to lend a hand and do what needs to be done. So I just felt this is what I know how to do. And I can, there are no monuments to women who have been violated, who have been murdered, who have been sexually abused or raped. There is nothing. There are monuments to fallen soldiers. There are many things all over the world, or even Holocaust memorials. There are memorials to genocide, to violence. But there's nothing specific for women. So I was like, I'm going to make one.
I'm going to make it.
It's overwhelming and it's insane. But I knew that that is what I had to do. I also knew that I couldn't do it alone. I have this incredible opportunity to be exhibiting work at the Glencarlew Gallery. So I wanted to use this opportunity for this monument to be unveiled, as you say. And so therefore, there was a very short time frame. I didn't have 2 years to paint another 7,128 pieces.
Mm.
So I opened it up completely. And there has been a constant stream of people coming to my studio all the way in Noordhoek and painting with me for hours and hours and hours, sometimes in groups, even groups of teenage boys and men.
Wow.
And whoever has felt the call, I have not coerced anybody or insisted or demanded. It's been people have just come forward and wanted to come and paint and share their own stories and come to paint in the name of people that they know who have been affected. And it's gathering its own momentum in that way.
I've got goosebumps. I mean, just the thought of, I hadn't realized all these many hands were joining you.
Yeah.
And I mean, it may sound simple, painting eggshells with black paint, and you are inscribing in those names. Are you still?
I did initially want to put the names of all the victims on each piece, but I realized very soon that where do I draw the line? Because I am in this moment only doing 7,128 pieces with layers of paint on the outside and layers of paint on the inside. I'm not doing the 500,000 that's actually required to name every piece, to give every woman her place on the monument. So each piece has to represent more than one person.
Because there's so many names which have never been publicly named as well.
They're all the unreported.
Not to report. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also all the people that are affected. It's a ripple effect. Like you light a candle, you can light many candles from one flame.
Yeah.
There are many, many repercussions beyond the one incident or one or an incident.
Okay. Now, Kathy, I mean, you're working with the most delicate of materials. It must be painstakingly slow and gentle, but in a way that feels quite appropriate because this is a subject that requires gentleness of handling.
Yes.
And
yes, it does.
Gentleness of representation after so much violence at the heart of it. So what's the process been like for you emotionally going through this?
Well, I have been committed to wearing black until this piece is finished. And also knowing that I didn't have enough eggshells immediately.
Yes.
Because I'd used them all already and was like, I did whatever I could as fast as possible. I had to reach out to restaurants to collect for me. So the deli in Noordhoek were collecting and collect a huge bag every week and cooked at the watershed also collected for me. And then we had a process of washing all these shells and laying them out in droves and thousands of drying them and then counting them and putting them in their trays of 36 pieces in each tray because I have to count and keep order and know where I'm at. And we're at a 6,877 count this morning. So I wouldn't know that if I didn't have the system.
Yeah.
It's been incredibly invigorating and energizing. Sometimes I get up at like 4 a.m.
to paint,
because it feels so urgent and I feel so passionate about this.
Now, just in the minute and a half we've got left, you mentioned it's going to be unveiled at Glencarlew Estate next month. I think the 3rd of November
is
your
opening
date.
Yes, the 3rd of November at 11:30 a.m.
Besides collecting eggshells for you and coming to help you paint, is there any other way that people listening to this interview today can contribute to this piece?
Well, I would hope that if people can't come to paint with me or can't come to the show and place eggshells on the monument, which will be an audience participation.
Okay.
Process as well, and I will continue painting there at the exhibition as performance. If people could donate to Rape Crisis in the name of the unveiling project.
Okay, that would be amazing. And I love that you've made it interactive. So somebody who is grieving somebody lost or wanting to show solidarity with someone affected can say, I'm bringing you an eggshell for my friend or my sister or my mother, whoever it may be. I love that. I want to direct you to Kathy's website for more information, because if you can reach out there, if you would like to come and paint with you, Kathy, how do listeners do that?
I've created a page on Instagram called The Unveiling Project.
The Unveiling Project.
Yes, so this will be an ongoing project where I will be collecting unreported stories. It's going to ripple out because the problem is an ongoing humanitarian crisis.
Exactly. So The Unveiling Project, if you're looking for it on Instagram, Kathy's own website, if you'd like to read up more about her artistic journey and symbolism, it's kathyabraham.co.za. Otherwise, direct yourself to Glencarlew Estate from the 3rd of November to see it for yourself. 11:30 a.m. that morning. Okay. We're going to take some photos during the news break of some of the eggshells to give you a sense of the pieces that are going into this much wider project. I'll treat those photos if you're interested in taking a look at Cape Talk. Kathy, thank you so much for coming
to
share the story for us, and can't wait to see, well, I don't want to call it the finished project because I don't know if it'll ever be finished, sadly, but I can't wait to see what you've produced.
It will be a 6x3 meter floating floor piece monument called Memorial.
Can't wait to see it. Kathy Abraham, thank you so much.